Today, we will study together lesson number 13 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishneh Zayin and Ches, the third Perek, the seventh and eighth Mishnayos. We learnt earlier, back at the very beginning of this Masechta, that dough is only Chayev and Challah if that dough is made from the five species of grain, Chita, Sa'ora, Kusmin, Shibola Shu'ol, Veshifo. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, etc. However, if it is made from some other grain, rice, for example, it is not obligated in Challah. Hosa isa min hachitim umin ha'ore. Suppose a person takes a mixture of flour ground from wheat and flour ground from rice and mixes them together. Im yesh bo tam dogon chayev es b'chalo. If, when you taste it, you taste it as wheat, then the halacha is, and this is a machlokas, but most Mefarshim seem to say that even though there is not a shiur challah in the wheat, you don't have five revoim kemach chitim, but you have four revoim kemach chitim and several revoim of kemach orez, of rice flour. Nevertheless, if the taste of the dough is the taste of wheat, chayev es b'challah. So everything depends upon the ta'am. Not only is it chayev b'challah, but the same thing is true of the mitzvah of matzah on the first night of Pesach. Matzah must be made from one of those five species of grain, not from rice. Suppose you have matzah, which was made from a mixture of wheat flour and rice flour. If it has a taste of wheat, yotzei bo, Adam yedei chovoso ba Pesach, a person can fulfill the obligation on Pesach of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach. However, v'yim ein bo ta'am dogon, if you have a mixture of wheat flour, for example, and rice flour, and it does not taste like wheat, then eino chayev es b'challah, not obligated in challah, and ein adam yotzei bo yedei chovoso ba Pesach, a person could not use such a matzah to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach. Interestingly enough, there are those who hold, this is the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rashbo, that this halacha, that if there is a tam dogon, it's chayev b'challah, and you can't be yotzei matzah, is only true if the wheat is mixed with orez, with rice, because the rice kind of blends in with the wheat. But suppose you have a mixture of flour, for example, made from wheat and flour made from potatoes, potato starch or whatever, then the halacha would not apply. And if you didn't have the shear of challah from the wheat, then even though you have the taste of the wheat, you still could not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with it, nor would you be chayev in challah from it. Mishnah Ches continues, Hanotel Sa'or, Sa'or we learned before, is sour dough, the yeast which helps the dough ferment. And the Sa'or, of course, is also made from flour and water. Hanotel Sa'or me iso shelo hurmo chalosa. Suppose a person took some Sa'or from a dough from which challah was not separated. So this sa'or is like tevel. This sa'or is not mitukan, is not properly been taken care of, in that no challah has been given on this, for this sa'or. And he takes this sa'or now, v'noseim l'soch iso she'urmo chaloso, and he puts it into a clump of dough from which challah has already been separated. So what does he do? The Sa'or is actively contributing now to this new dough where it's been put into, and it's fermenting it. The se'or is not metukan. Challah has to be given from the se'or. What do you do? So, im yesh lo panosa mimokom acher, if he has another bunch of dough in the kitchen, from which challah has not been separated, no problem. Bring that other dough, shalohur machalosa, from which challah has not been separated, and bring it close to this dough, which is hur machalosa, and motzila fi cheshbon, and you take from the new clump of dough the amount necessary to exempt to be metakein the se'or, to give challah on behalf of that se'or. V'yim lav, but suppose he has no other dough in the kitchen. Then motzi chalo achas al hakol. Then he must take from this iso she'ur mo chalosa, from this dough which has already been mitukan, already been fixed up, and challah has been taken from it, take it again to make sure that the se'or is also removed from the isur of tevel. The reason one could do that is because the se'or, which is se'or of tevel, meaning challah has not been given from this se'or, makes the entire isa, makes the entire dough, even though the dough has been hurmo chalosa, but the se'or renders it as if it was tevel. Because the halacha is that tevel oser b'chol shehu b'mino. That if you have tevel, a bit of tevel, in this case the se'or is tevel. Tevel means no challah has yet been taken from it. If that falls into a mixture, it renders the whole mixture tevel. So now this whole dough has become tevel as far as challah is concerned. And therefore, you must be mafrish challah for the entire dough. And in that way, remove the se'or, which is in it, from Iser Tevel and give challah on its behalf too. And so we have finished lesson number 13.